Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brewer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brewer. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warwick scores. White moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. James moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Schaefer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Jerry Buchek batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Zimmer moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman hits a fly ball towards center. Warwick catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Bob Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive towards short. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Heist reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadecki covering, for the out. Heist moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Schaefer is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Buczek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buczek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Bill White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heist hits a pop-up towards short. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buczek is 0 for 2 in the game. Buczek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis strikes out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick scores. White moves to third. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Don Elston now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle has White trapped. There's the throw to Taylor and over to Santo, who tags White for the out. James moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Stan Musial batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial takes first base on ball 4. James moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is hit by the pitch. James scores. Boyer moves to third. Mutual moves to second. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Tim McCarver pinch runs for Joe Cunningham. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Buchek is hit by the pitch. Boyer scores. Mutual moves to third. McCarver moves to second. It's 8-2, Cardinals. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Mutual scores. McCarver scores. Buchek goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Cardinals. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. Lillis moves to third. 2 outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Carl Warwick now playing left field. Kurt Flood now playing center field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Cardinals. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bausch hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. James strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Dick Drott. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.